Hey everybody, welcome to the podcast. This is Justin Devonshire, and today I want to talk about why gyms and studios such as yours need to adapt to a high-ticket model in 2024. So this is a big change coming to the industry, and you need to make these changes very quickly or you're at big risk of a lot of problems. So let's get into this and talk about why this is happening, what the big shifts are, and what you need to do about it. And just to kind of show you that how serious we are about this, we have spent the majority of this year actually revamping and reconstructing our entire business from the ground up. So our gym chain is one of the fastest growing body transformation studios in the UK. We started the year with 20 locations. We now have another 5 locations open and 30 overall signed, ready to open. And so we've anticipated these trends and we've adapted our entire model because of this. So I want to share on some of those lessons and insights to you, because this is going to make the next few years a lot more profitable for you. And if you don't make these changes, I fear that you're going to have a much harder time. So studio owners and gym owners in general have faced 3 major challenges over the last few years, particularly since post-COVID. So the first problem, number one, is market saturation. So there's so many gyms, as you know, in your area right now, all offering the same 6-week program, the same offers, the same prices, they look the same, they sound the same Facebook ads. And now it's hard for you to stand out, and your prospects are getting jaded. So what you're offering now is not unique anymore. When I started offering my 6-week challenge about 11 years ago, it was new, no one was doing it. I would have clients rushing in to do it. And as more and more competition has come up, it just gets gradually harder and harder and customers are more skeptical. The second problem, which comes as an extension of the first, is we now have rising ad costs on Facebook. So most gym owners rely exclusively on Facebook ads to get clients and grow their business. But because of the saturation now, the ad costs are skyrocketing, because when more gyms in one area, and also trainers and studios and boot camps, when they're all basically bidding on Facebook to have Facebook show their advert to that audience, the more people bidding for that space, Facebook is going to charge more money. Basic supply and demand. So if your costs are skyrocketing up, and maybe you were used to having single digit lead costs under £10, but now a lot of gym owners are finding that their lead costs are double digits, £10 or more, sometimes £20 or more. So the problem with this is that at best, it's going to slow down your rate of growth, because if you're limited, obviously, with a marketing budget, if you're investing £1,000 a month into ads and you used to get leads for £8 each, you'd be able to get a lot of leads for £1,000. In fact, £1,000 divided by £8 leads would give you 125 leads a month, which could easily give you about 20 sales. But if your lead cost has, for example, increased to £15 a lead, now when you spend £1,000, you're only going to get 66 leads that month, which might only give you 7 or 8 customers. So your growth rate may have even halved as it usually would. Now, that's the best case scenario, that you can keep investing in ads, you get fewer leads and fewer sales for the same ad spend. Typically, though, gyms can't just spend more money because you're limited by the cash flow that's available to you. It's all well and good. You know, marketers all the time will tell you, you don't need an advertising budget, and you know, if you're investing £20 to make £100, you should be buying customers all day long. But the reality is, you can only invest the £20 if it's there in your bank account, right? So we are limited by the constraints of cash flow. We don't have unlimited cash reserves. So most gym owners in that situation are going to have slower growth and grow by less customers every day. And that is a big problem, as we'll come to in a minute. But at worst, the worst thing about rising ad costs is that you may get to a point where you can actually no longer compete in the Facebook ads market and you get priced out of the game. So, and I say that because 99% of the gyms I speak to, their entire business model, their offers, their pricing is all based around how cheap they could get leads on Facebook. So if most people are selling, let's say, a six-week challenge and they're selling it for just £99, they're selling it at that price like I used to do 12 years ago because I could get leads for £2 each. So I could easily get 10 leads for £20, make a sale and make £100. But then when your leads cost £10 or £20, you're no longer making any money on the front end. And if you're not making any money from your front end sale, you then, again, get very restricted cash flow. And it's very hard to keep pumping more money into ads. And you have to move into that kind of stop-start advertising method where you run ads for a few days, make a few sales, but then you've got to wait for the money to come through. You've got to wait until you upsell those customers into members later on, and then you have a little bit of money to put ads back on for a few more days. But if you do that, you'll find that every time you go back to putting the ads on, it gets more and more and more expensive. So ad prices are a massive problem to gym owners right now. And like I said, at best, it's going to slow down your growth of new members. But at worst, you won't even be able to compete anymore. If your business relies on super cheap single-digit leads, and it's not set up to absorb higher lead costs, double-digit lead costs, you're going to be in for a world of pain in 2024. Because I believe that in 2024 onwards, double-digit lead costs are going to be the norm. And I believe that you have to adjust your model to be able to invest at least £20 to get one lead. Not saying you will pay that, but you should set yourself up to say, if I had to pay £20 a lead, what would I have to do to keep my model going and keep my growth coming in? Now, the third problem, the big, big, big problem that all this leads to is low profit margins. Most gym owners are operating at notoriously low profit margins. And you don't see this as a problem until it's too late. So what happens is many gyms and boot camps I know typically have between 80 to 150 members when they start working with me. And what's happened is they've used Facebook ads, they got in when it was cheap, and they've now got about 150 members, but like I said, they were generally undercharging for their service. And they were giving too much stuff away that cost money. And they only charged less because their lead costs were less. So in a way, they got a bit lazy and just didn't charge much money for their boot camps, because they thought about making a return on the ad spend, but not making a profit overall when it's all said and done. And the problem then becomes churn. So what happens is when you have lots of customers but low profit because you haven't charged enough, these gym owners are then trying to fulfill 100 to 200 members on their own. And when you've got less than 100 members, when you've got 60 to 80 members, this is fine. You can manage it. Your churn rate is relatively low because you're giving a good service to everyone. But once you shoot past 100 members and creep towards 150, then suddenly trying to fulfill and do checkups and check-in calls and track the attendance and track the results of 150 members is just way too much for one person. But the problem is, so that leads to then you dropping the ball and clients don't get checked in. You don't track client results. You don't notice clients not turning up to sessions. And that then leads to high churn rates. So on average, when the gym owners come and work with me, the churn rate they're dealing with is about 10 to 15%. So, so you imagine that if you're doing too much, you drop the ball, you have a big churn rate. And the problem is because there's no profit there, that gym owner cannot afford to pay someone to come and help them and get another full-time coach who would take the workload off them, which would actually reduce their churn, right? In a way, they could afford to get someone, but they don't think they can afford it. But there's low profit in the bank, so they feel very hesitant about paying someone a salary because the profit isn't there. They can't afford to pay for the salaries. They can't afford to pay for a tech infrastructure that would automate a lot of work. And they do it all themselves. And the cost of that then, of course, is not only their health and their burnout, but the cost is also they keep a very high churn rate. So they're stuck in the position then because they don't have the profit to pay someone to actually help them with the workload. But here's where the next problem comes. Remember we said that in problem number two, if your ad costs are going up and your growth is going down, meaning you're only now getting, like, let's say you're now only getting 10 new sales a month instead of 20 for the same ad spend. Well, the problem then is if you're in that position and you've got very high churn, let's say you've got 150 members and you're losing 10 members a month. Well, you can see where this is going, right? If you're losing 10 members a month because your churn is high because you're doing everything yourself, and then on top of that, you're aggressively marketing and selling, and you get 10 new people in, but you've lost 10 people as well, then all you're doing is replenishing the people that you lost and your business is not growing. So at the start of this year, you might have 150 members, and at the end of this year, you'll still have 150 members. And yet you did all that work, all that hustle, you put all that money into Facebook ads over the year, you did all those 6-week challenges, you converted all those members, you busted your ass trying to retain 150 people. And all that was done just to keep you in the exact same place by the end of the year. So you did all that work and investment just to stay where you are. That's pretty depressing when you think about it. So that's the problem there. If you're dealing with a 10% churn rate because you haven't got the profit to pay for more staff, and then at the same time, your ad costs go up and now you can't grow by as many customers, all of a sudden, instead of getting 10 new members a month, you're now only getting 8 new members a month. And if 10 are still leaving, now you have a negative churn every month. So you see how that works out. And this is why overall these problems need to be addressed and a massive shift is coming. You have to change how you're running your studio and also how you position yourself, your model, and your offer if you want to compete and stay relevant. So, like I said to you guys, that the solution to this is why I believe gyms and studios and personal trainers have to move into a high ticket model in 2024 to survive. So why is that? This is because of a number of things that converge that ultimately lead to the same conclusion. So I've looked at all the different solutions, all the different strategies we're going to roll out, but they all lead to the same thing. The ultimate strategy is you have to charge more. Because here's the first reason why. When we are in a saturated market like we are, there's really three things you can do. Number one is you can lower your prices to compete. So you hope that people choose you because you're cheaper. That is not a good option because, of course, then you're going to have less profits, worse customers, and you're going to drive yourself down to the bottom because there's always some idiot who will go cheaper than you. That's very, very bad. The second option you can do is what most gym owners try and do, which is you keep your prices the same, but you start adding in more and more value. Now, that sounds noble on the surface, and you should always look to add more value to your customers without charging them more. However, if you have undercharged already, if you are already at a low profit margin, then you simply cannot afford to start adding more stuff. Because remember, every time you add value to a customer, it costs you in some way. It is a cost to the business. Either, you know, if you want to add in more check-in calls, well, that's going to cost time for someone to do that. If you want to add a new app, that's going to cost your business for the app software. If you want to put on more social events, that's going to cost you to put on social events. If not money, it'll cost you time. So there is a cost associated with everything you offer your clients. So I'm not opposed to offering more value for the same price, but I am opposed to that if you are already undercharging, because that's not going to help anyone. So if you're already at low profit margin, you really can't afford to add more value. And like we talked about, if you're wondering why your churn rate is so high, it's probably not because you're giving a bad service or there's not enough value there. The reason your churn is so high is probably just because you just need more team members actually fulfilling the clients, and it falls through the cracks when it's left to you doing it on your own versus having a small team run that part of the operation. So it's more of a time constraint thing and things falling through the cracks rather than it is probably that you're doing something bad in the service or anything like that. So I don't believe that that's the issue, that's the solution. So that's adding more value at the same price, but a low price with no profits. The third solution, and which I believe is the only real solution that works, is increasing your value and increasing your price. So we're talking about adding, not just increasing value as in do some things you know you should be doing anyway, but I mean completely innovating your level of service. Just like iPhone or Apple innovated the tech industry with the iPhone. They didn't compete with Nokia and say, how can we make a better mobile phone? They made a completely different thing called the smartphone. Notice how we even call them smartphones now, not mobile phones. So that's what Apple did. They completely innovated in a saturated tech market, and then they became the biggest company in the world. So I believe we have to completely innovate the value that we give people in a way that they know, the customer knows, they will not get that level of value anywhere else. And that is what allows you then to charge higher prices. So number one is innovation. We have to innovate because innovation allows us to charge higher prices. Higher prices then allows us to attract better quality customers and have higher profits, which is what we need, higher profits. So if you think about that for a minute, we've got high ticket customers now, and having those higher ticket customers allows you then to stay in the Facebook ads market and continue your growth. So that means when you're charging higher ticket prices, you're then able to pay more for a lead. You can pay £10 a lead. You can pay £20 a lead, and it makes no difference to you because you're still making a 5 to 10x return on your ad spend, whilst your competitors now are getting priced out of Facebook. So what that then allows you to do is allows you to keep advertising on Facebook whilst all your competitors start dropping off, because you can absorb £20 lead costs and they can't. And that means then when you have all the space to advertise on Facebook now, you start becoming the dominant brand and being seen as the premium provider, and you create that branding effect or that authority positioning in the market. So that's the things we need to do. We need to innovate by offering a brand new structure of service that no one's ever seen before. We need to change the game completely, innovation. We need authority branding so people see you as being the premium provider. And we need to attract premium level clients. That's another reason here. In a tough economy, in times of recession or saturation, you need the highest paying customers, because the highest paying customers are the ones who are most likely to retain and stay with you. It's the lowest paying customers who are the first ones to quit and cancel and freeze memberships when things get tough. So number one, you need middle to upper class customers. You need to charge high ticket prices so you can stay in the Facebook ads game. You need to create a strong brand and authority positioning for yourself to be seen as the premium provider, the top of your market. You need to be seen as the Lamborghini or the Ferrari of your market now. Because one thing to remember is, in times of saturation, when there are loads of options available to your prospects, the opportunity here is that we have the contrast. Meaning, when you're the only bootcamp or gym in town, people don't really know if you're that good or not, because there's nothing to compare you to. But once people have seen 5, 6, 7, or 10 bootcamps in your area, they get a feel for the positioning of each one. And only when there's contrast of other businesses there, can we then actually position ourselves through our message, through our branding, through our pricing, that we are the ones serving the top level of the market. Just the same way you know that Lamborghini is premium in the car market, only because in contrast, there are Fords and Toyotas that are below it. If there was no Fords or Toyota cars or Citroens, and there was only Lamborghinis, then you wouldn't know the value of a Lamborghini, right? The value of, it can only be premium positioned, top of the market, if there's a middle and bottom of the market. So all these roads ultimately lead us to the same conclusion. We have to move to a higher ticket model. And since doing this in our gyms, this year we started this year selling our 6-week program for £299. Now, our 6-week program is £699. We have literally more than doubled the price of our offer. On our back-end membership, this is for large groups, like 25 to 30 people per group, we're now charging a minimum of £150 to £200 per month, which is pretty much double what all our nearest competitors are charging. And virtually all our hubs, all of our 20 hubs around the UK, have lots and lots of competition from other similar people in the area. So that's why we've gone to great lengths to change our offer, restructure the value that we provide. We've changed how we sell that offer, and we've created a new branding effect to position ourselves and show the market, hey, yes, there's 10 competitors here offering similar things, but we are the Lamborghini. We are the premium position. We are the most expensive. We offer the most innovative value, and we only attract the best customers. So we've moved into that model where, rather than trying to get 50 new sales a month at 299, now we only look for 20 new sales a month at 699, and we get them. And then we have, since doing this model, we now charge minimum of anywhere from 499 to 699 for our 6-week challenges, depending on which location they're in. We ascend at least 70% of our challenges into a 12-month EFT program. So if we get 20 challenges a month, we will convert at least 15 of them into backend. And the backend prices are also double what our competitors are charging. And then from there, we maintain a 5% or lower churn rate. So we have very high retention, very high profitability. Our studios make about 35 to 40% margin, which allows us then to quickly put a team in place. We can pay our team well, and we can also use that money to reinvest in our clients and give them the highest levels of service they would not get anywhere else. So that's all about innovation and the things we've done this year. And if, you know, I have a bit of an alternative for you. If you've come across these problems, your market's saturated, you're undercharging for what you do, and this makes sense to you, and you want to become quickly positioned as the premium in your market with the right branding, with the right authority positioning, and you want to come up with a innovative high-ticket offer so that you can keep running Facebook ads and that you can easily pay 10, 15, 20 pounds a lead and still make 5 times your money back and not worry about it like we do, then I have an alternative for you. I'm taking about 10 gym owners over the first quarter one for the next 6 weeks of quarter one in January. We're going to do a 6-week program together where I'm going to share with you step by step how to create this high ticket model, how to brand yourself as a premium authority in your marketplace, and how to set up the sales funnel and the advertising to launch your high ticket model, and how to deliver it to your customers so that you can start getting, you know, 10, 20 high ticket sales every single month coming in. You can increase your churn rates, and most importantly, you will not be affected by rising ad costs. So like I said, whatever you choose to do, you need to make sure that in 2024, you can absorb £20 lead costs, right? If you can still, you need to be able to make money even if you have to spend £20 to get a lead, because even if your lead costs are not that high yet, they may be there within the next 6 to 12 months, and you need to be prepared for it. Otherwise, you run the risk of being priced out of Facebook and you won't be able to run ads anymore. Or you might get some clients through ads at a very high acquisition cost, but you won't be able to get enough clients to cover your churn drop off, and your business is gonna stall, and then it's gonna start actually retracting and descaling down again. So if you want my help with this, check out the link below. I'm taking 10 people for this. There is an early bird discount on this. I'm giving 50% off this program. It's very low cost anyway, but I'm gonna give 50% off until the 29th of December. Anyone who's in before that time gets half off the price. And then we're gonna get started officially on the 1st of January. So check out the link below. All the information is in that Google Doc, and I hope to see you there.